I met with a founder today that describes something related to pitching to investors that happens quite often. What they told me was that there were three places in their pitch that the investor either got skeptical or concerned or was really digging in to confirm something. That caused me to describe to this fundraising founder a concept that I have that's called weed out points. There are weed out points in your pitch oftentimes that have really important implications. See, this founder said that it wasn't just that there were three topics where the investor tended to get skeptical or concerned, but they also said that as they hit the first one, if the founder didn't sufficiently address their concern or skepticism, the investor kind of seemed to not be paying attention the rest of the pitch. So this is why weed out points are so important. The way they work is you hit a first weed out point, and if the investor is not sufficiently convinced, they will mentally shut down or mostly shut down. If you make it through the first weed out point, then you know you continue to present until perhaps you reach the second weed out point. Now, any given fundraising founder and startup will have different numbers of these weed out points. Hopefully it's not too many, because each of them, as you can probably tell, can be a disqualifier for an investor meeting. So now we know what weed out points are. Let me give you the example of this particular startup so you can see how they weave together and how we talked about it. The startup actually happens to be making a software as a medical device. It's a medical device that really is software that behaves in ways and provides benefits that a medical device would. This means they're down an FDA's certification path and things like that. So the first weed out point in the investor pitch happened to be related to feasibility, meaning could it be done? Could this startup prove that their software performs the desired function as a medical device? So feasibility was the first weed out point that came up. If the founder was successful in overcoming skepticism or concerns around feasibility, the next weed out point that they discovered in their pitch related to market expansion. You see, this startup wasn't just providing a better mousetrap to replace the existing method of addressing and diagnosing a particular medical condition. The way they were doing it actually would enable people to do diagnoses in their homes. It's a market expansion opportunity, much like the way the ride-sharing vendors Lyft and Uber expanded the transportation market. They didn't just take a portion of taxi rides. They actually made the concept of getting from point A to point B in someone else's car more accessible, therefore expanding the market overall. This was the second weed out point in this founder's pitch. If he successfully got through that weed out point, a little bit later in the presentation came the go-to-market strategy, how they're going to take this medical device to market, how they're going to sell it, how they're going to price it, those kinds of things, things related to the go-to-market strategy. Once again, as the kind of final key weed-out point in the presentation, if they didn't successfully overcome skepticism or concerns, the last portion of their pitch didn't really matter. So the way to think about your fundraising presentation and your pitch deck is see if you can identify these weed-out points. You can probably predict where investors are going to be most skeptical or most concerned. And so you can probably, in the early days before you go out on the fundraising trail, identify those and make sure that not only the content in your pitch deck, but your preparation for addressing concerns and issues is really strong. The second thing to do is after you get out on the fundraising trail and you've had a handful of investor meetings, make sure to do a post-mortem review with yourself or anyone else from your team that might have been in that meeting with you, and see if you can't identify additional weed out points that weren't obvious to you when you started. And just know that almost every fundraising pitch is going to have one or more weed out points, oftentimes two or three. The earlier the startup is in their evolution, meaning pre-launch startups have more weed out points in their pitch deck typically than seed fundraising founders. They have even more weed out points usually than Series A, which have more than Series B. So This is a phenomenon that mostly exists in the early stages. I hope you found that informative, the concept of weed out points in your fundraising pitch.